Lynn and I usually sit right here on the bench. Come on, you'll see why. Come on over here and sit down.
When Bob and Lynn Ripley bought 120 hectares on the north shore of the York River in 1996, they had heard suspicions that their property was the site of Wero Wicomico, Powhatan's seat of power. Mr. Ripley describes the area as a majestic place.
It's so neat here because you've got an incredible view of the York River, and this place is so beautiful. And over here, you can see those islands.
Earlier this year, a team of archaeologists from the College of William and Mary announced that they had found substantial evidence to prove that part of the Ripley's property is most likely the place where Powhatan's daughter Pocahontas pleaded with her father to spare the life of Captain John Smith. Mr. Ripley says he didn't really need much convincing.
But look at this creek. See this little creek between us and our neighbors? Well, that creek is a very shallow, very narrow creek. And John Smith says that he fell over into a narrow little muddy creek, and the Indians had to help get him out. I guarantee you, it was right there where we're looking right now.
But if you look at a map drawn in 1612 by Captain John Smith himself, you won't find Wero Wicomico. Powhatan abandoned the village in 1609, and since then, no one has known exactly where it was. Shortly after buying their waterfront property, the Ripleys began finding shards of pottery and broken bottles in the dirt. They showed what they found to local archaeologists, who began conducting tests. Martin Gallivan leads a team from the College of William and Mary.
Well, we have evidence of Virginia Indian residents at Wero Wicomico for literally thousands of years prior to the contact period. So we do know that there is a range of different Virginia Indian settlements on that location.
Mr. Gallivan says the evidence came from over 600 shovel tests of the soil, leading him to conclude the land was definitely the site of a major settlement, a community that was home to at least 200 people.
Each shovel test is about a foot in diameter and excavated 2 feet roughly from the surface. Almost all of these 600 shovel tests recovered artifacts dating to the contact period, and that would be ceramics and some stone tools.
With so many pieces of the past being unearthed, Mr. Gallivan says his team will be able to recreate the town's layout by carefully examining the artifacts and soil patterns. The archaeologist is even more pleased that the area has not been disturbed by plowing.
And that's particularly informative to archaeologists because unplowed levels contain ethnobotanical materials or charred plant materials, evidence of post features where houses stood and hearths where cooking took place, so we can really understand the lifeways of a contact period village.
The project is being conducted with the blessing of the Virginia Indian community, which has members of the state's 8 recognized tribes on its advisory board. Board member Deanna Beecham says Indians have long been skeptical of archaeological excavations, which she says rarely take tribal concerns into account.
It's not at all unusual for Virginia Indians to find out about archaeology after it's already been done.
But this time, Ms. Beecham says, Indian voices will help shape the interpretation of whatever the archaeologists learn at Wero Wicomico.
There is an emphasis in the press and in the general public interest on the fact that this was Powhatan's village immediately before English contact and at the time when he first met with John Smith. But the Indian community is also interested in the fact that there was continual habitation at this site for thousands of years, and that's been documented by what we found there already in surface collections. So we're interested in the aspect of the fact that we were here for a long time before the English came.
But is this village really the site of Wero Wicomico? Bob Ripley recalls being told by another archaeologist that he would know Powhatan once lived on his property if one thing could be found.
And he said, and that's copper. And I thought to myself, copper? I said, why copper? And he said, that was what Powhatan used for the currency.
Martin Gallivan says he expects to find many other elements that show this site is Wero Wicomico.
And in fact, we expect to find evidence of English materials at Wero Wicomico, and we found some of these already. We have found one rolled copper bead, which suggests something of the trade relations between the English colonists and the Powhatan residents.
Looking ahead to the excavations next summer, and in many summers to come, landowner Bob Ripley pledges to be a proper steward for this historical resource.
100 years from now, they're going to look back at the work that was done here, and they're going to say it was the best archaeology. It was done exactly right.
For now, Wero Wicomico, if this village is indeed Powhatan's home, will remain private property. But research will continue to shine a light on Virginia's pre-colonial past. For Main Street, I'm Sean Tubbs on the York River in Gloucester County, Virginia.